Episode 11.
This is something that's going to affect my entire life. So I think that that moment when I decided I'm going to America, that was the biggest decision in my life. It changed. It really changed my life. It completely changed my life.
You might be smarter. Your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This one right here is for the people.
I'm your host, Ryan J. Owens, current pro athlete, entrepreneur, and former USA national team volleyball player. I will not be defined by my athleticism alone, but I've learned how to leverage it to stay passionate about it and prepare for life. That's why the Beyond Athletic podcast was born. I'll bring you case studies of current and former elite athletes making it happen in life, as well as tips and lessons from top sources in sports, nutrition, fitness, entrepreneurship, and more. I'm here to tell you that you are beyond athletic. Hey guys, really excited to bring you the second part of Milica Kubera's interview. We switched it up a little bit and talked a little more about her experience in the States, since there's a lot of girls writing now after the launch wanting to know. I figured that this was must-have info. Anyways, it's for anybody to listen to. It's very inspiring. She's very dedicated to what she's doing, both education and sport, and she's really easy to listen to. So if you do like it, make sure you click I like it below the podcast audio on the blog and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Beyond Athletic podcast. We've got on the show again a very lovely young woman named Milica Kubera. And how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great, thank you.
Awesome. So we've got you on one of your, you know, less busy periods of the day. I know you're outside Starbucks, so if anyone listening hears any traffic or something, it's because she's trying to fit this in between everything else she's doing. So thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you.
So I want to leave off, but before I do, like, or I want to start off, but before I do, I want to recap some of the things we talked about in the previous episode. So anyone who did not hear the first episode, go back, listen to it. It's fantastic. But in that, we talked a little bit about her past and when she got the opportunity to play volleyball and study at the same time, how she took it. She ended up in the States. She also ended up in Italy because of that when she was younger. We went through advice about kids who want to go to America, goal setting, a bunch of things, and also your biggest obstacle in sport. So now we're going to get into a little bit more. So tell me, what was your biggest fear before coming to the States, and what is the reality now that you're there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from Serbia, I had no idea what is America. I didn't know where am I going. I didn't know how is everything working here. And you know, in Serbia, things are pretty disorganized. So that was first fear, that I wasn't sure if anybody's gonna wait for me on the airport. Am I gonna fit in the team? How is English going to be? Am I going to be able to study in English and all that stuff? But when I came, reality is that everything is perfectly organized here. That I have support. I'm really surprised by the fact how much support I have here. And any problem that I have, it's solved in a minute. So it's just amazing. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Can you define a little bit about the support that you have there?
So whenever I have a little pain in any part of my body, it's fixed in a minute, literally. And then all documents, I got every document in first 2 weeks of my life in America, which is not the case in Europe, I think.
Yeah.
So it just, whatever I need, they provide me. And we have so many machines for improvement, for recovery, cold tab and that stuff. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great to know. And so things are a little bit different back home in Serbia, where I'm actually in your home and you're in my home. But
yeah,
what's the difference in terms of, explain how that would go in Serbia, for instance?
Oh, in Serbia, in order to get one document, you have to go through five different buildings and to wait to, for months, and it's just so disorganized.
Yeah, and in terms of just like the care for athletes, like the way that they, the difference between how you said there you have a little pain or a big pain and things are gone really quick, but here, would it be different?
Honestly, it wouldn't be different, but the thing is that we in Serbia, we don't have that much money, so we don't have all this technology, all these machines that are improving your recovery, that are making it much faster.
Yeah, okay, that's very interesting to hear. And it's kind of something I've heard before, because I know because I've played abroad since 2002, so I know that sometimes you can get some great physical therapists abroad, and other times it's hit or miss, but the quality of the equipment definitely has been lower in my experiences. So
exactly.
Now, what I'd like to ask you is, was there any moment in your life up until now, whether recently or in the past, that you just kind of had a light bulb go off in your head, just like, oh, this is what I should be doing, or this is how you do this, that stands out in your mind?
I really think that that's the moment when I decided to come to America. Because that was the time when I graduated from high school, and that was the first time that I had to make big decision like this, because yeah. This is something that's going to affect my entire life. So I think that moment when I decided I'm going to America, that was the biggest decision in my life.
And let's pretend
really...
Yeah, go ahead.
It really changed my life. It completely changed my life.
Yeah. Let's pretend we're telling a story, right? And the person mm-hmm. listening is somebody who might have been or is just like you were at that point. So if you could mm-hmm. take us back, if you remember that exact moment or the place that you were and like kind of what was going on that day and around you and when you made that decision, what was your mm-hmm. first thing? What was the first thing you did to make that start, to make that happen?
Okay, so that was... in Užice, that's my father's hometown, and I was just going out with my cousins, and one of my cousins mentioned me how successful my other cousin is in America right now, because he was playing basketball at USC. He left when he was in senior year of high school, and now he's in NBA. And in Serbia, wow. Nobody really paid attention on him. So, yeah, he mentioned that, and he just told me how well he's doing right now. So I started thinking about that, and it just clicked in my head. That was literally in that second I decided that I want to come. And my parents were really surprised at first sight. I have to say they didn't want me to go. But then when I explained why I really want to go, they understood that, and that was my decision, but then they supported me at the end.
Uh-huh. And what were the steps you took to make that happen?
I contacted you, and then I just.
I was the first one.
I swear.
I love it. That's so awesome. Thank you.
And then you gave me instructions.
Yeah. Ah. And you. I remember when we were talking. Like you had used some service, and I know some kids looking to go abroad to universities are going to be wondering, like, should I pay or should I, you know, is there some free service? How do I study? Like, all that kind of stuff. Was there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was lucky that my cousin is the English teacher. So she helped me a lot to improve my English and to prepare myself for TOEFL and SAT. But I definitely think that girls should take some private lessons in that. It helps a lot. And then it was just, I had to prepare for that exam really, like, in 1 month. Yeah. So, yeah, I used help.
Okay. So that's girls and boys for listeners out there. Boys, you can do it too. You can do it too. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing all that. I mean, I'm really happy that I'm the first person you reached out to, and I actually feel kind of honored. And at the same time, I do have to take the time to say I'm really proud of what you're doing, the role you're stepping into as only a freshman. You've been freshman of the week a couple times already. your team is doing extremely well. You're on an undefeated streak of like 23 or something matches, right?
24.
24 matches. And now I
Yeah.
think you're what, 25 and 2 or something?
We are 26-2.
26 and 2. That's
Yeah.
fantastic. And so you're on such a great path. And at the same time, you're taking this time to help other athletes around the world. And I think that just says a ton about your character and it says a ton about the people who influence you. So thank you so much for that. So now that you've shared kind of your light bulb moment and what you did to make that happen and you got to the States, explain to us, describe a typical day for you, like from the time you wake up.
Okay, now it's fall, so it's our season. So I usually wake up around the 7, and then I get some little breakfast, and then I go to, I have conditioning in the morning. After that, I usually go to school. I have two classes usually, and then after that, I go take a nap in our locker room
Yeah,
or the library.
how long are your classes?
My classes are an hour each.
An hour each. Okay. And then after your
Yeah.
nap?
After my nap, which is like 20 minutes
Okay.
maximum, after that I usually go to dining hall, and then I get some lunch, and after that we have video, then training, and
So
after that I go home.
explain to us this the video you have, and your second training of the day is actually volleyball training, and how long is that?
Well, video, that just depends. If we have some really important game, we watch our opponent's video, and then if that's not the case, then we watch ourselves playing, which is so helpful. I didn't know that before, but it's extremely helpful. And then it's that's around about 45 minutes, and then after that we have training. That's it depends. If we have lifting, it's like 45 minutes of lifting and 2 hours, 2 hours and a half of training. And if we don't have lifting, that's just 2.5 to 3 hours of training.
Awesome. And then after training, you head to what?
I usually go to there. I usually go take dinner to the cafeteria, and then after that I go to. We have like study hall for athletes. I go there and study usually.
Okay. And speaking of which, congrats on that 100 on your test recently.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Now that you've walked us through a typical day, I'm really trying to paint a picture for young athletes who aspire to go to college abroad, especially in the States. And I know Canada has a similar system to us. So how is it, what's a typical week look like for you there, as like compared to what you thought it was going to be?
I didn't think that much about that before I came. I was focused on other things, but here I am surprised. It's really busy, but somehow I always find some source of joy. You meet other people, you're close to other athletes, you share the same like passion for sports. So it's just so when we have home games, we usually you like repeat that day that I just explained almost every day. And then on Friday we have short training. After that you just go relax home, do some collabs, and the games are usually either on Friday night or Sun or Saturday and Sunday. And then you just go play. And then when we are traveling, when we are playing somewhere else, we usually leave on Thursday, and then we come back on Sunday.
Okay, and you usually play like one or two matches per weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. Usually two.
So it's a lot of matches during this just few months.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'd like to see how you look at the level of school, like the educational level and the level of volleyball compared to your home country in Serbia. How is that?
Okay, so I know that a lot of people in Serbia, they think that school here is joke, but that's not true at all. We have to study a lot. It's just much better organized, so that's why somehow it goes easier. And then volleyball too. Volleyball is really high level. It's not I can't compare it to some really good European clubs, but it's pretty high level. Mm-hmm. And a lot of girls go straight from college to top clubs in Europe. So
yeah. And just to give people an idea of how you'd be able to rank that so far, I mean, your team is top. I don't know what you are right now in the nation, but
we were ranked third.
Yeah, so
but we just lost two games in a row, so we are eight now.
Whatever. Rankings are always crap. It only matters. It only matters what you do in the tournament and at the end, not now. So this is your learning period. And what I want to do is, have you played any of the, let's say, the teams that commonly get to, say, the Elite Eight or the Final Four yet?
Yeah, we played Nebraska.
Yeah.
And that was our first game.
Okay.
And we played it in preseason, and they were ranked 7th, we were ranked 13th, and we beat them in 3, so that was great.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to hearing, and we'll have like a short little recap after season is over, but I hope you make it really far, because I'd love to hear about that experience, because Sanja Tomasevic is actually someone who got to play in the finals and is very experienced, and so mm-hmm. it was very interesting to see how her opinion changed of the level once she got to that Elite Eight and that Final Four, because evidently the level raises a ton. So all right,
absolutely.
So tell me something, is there, after all of these things that you've done in your life, I mean, studying abroad in Italy when you were super super young, what was it, 14 yeah, and going to America and playing, you know, for one of the most famous clubs in Europe and doing everything you did in life with music and, or was it acting or music?
Acting.
Yeah, acting. So tell me, is there anything or a message that you would like to say to anyone listening that was in your shoes or that is in your shoes now about what you've learned so far or what they should be thinking about?
I think that we should all believe in ourselves and follow our mind and follow our heart. And I know that a lot of people are afraid to make changes in their lives, but they shouldn't. I think that's the main thing, that you don't be afraid to change your life, to make some big decisions on your own.
I think that's fantastically said, actually. Just do not be afraid to make changes and put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. And you've done that so much. And I think that's one of the reasons why it was much easier for you to go to America. Not easier, but it helped you, those past choices you made of saying, okay, this is going to be difficult maybe, but I'm going to do it anyways. So
yeah, exactly.
All right.
And I encourage people, like girls and boys who want to come here, to talk to people who are already here, because that helps a lot.
That helps
makes
a lot.
Big difference.
Yeah. Awesome. So now I want to get into a little bit faster section, because I'm using this time, since we did in the first one most of what I do in an athlete case study. So I'm trying to get in this one more of an athlete case study plus like a game plan session, where we basically give a lot of tools and tips for someone who is in your shoes or going to be in your shoes sometime in the future. Let's say it's in their dreams, and really mm-hmm. give them an outline of how they can do it. So what's next for you in terms of goals that you have maybe written down or in your head?
You mean after college
no,
or now?
No, now.
My only goal is to win.
Each match.
Yeah, to go to Final Four.
Yeah, to go to Final Four. And what steps do you feel, maybe you have these written down, like what do you have to do on a daily basis in order to accomplish that?
Just to think about it every day, to have that in my mind every day. And sometimes when I feel like giving up, when I'm tired from school and I just don't feel like training.
Yeah. You keep that in your mind as your fuel to move forward.
Exactly.
Awesome. So what's a personal habit that you feel contributes to your success?
This is funny, but every morning I drink hot water with lemon.
Yeah.
And I really think that improved my health a lot.
Well, scientifically,
and
Milica,
that it just gives me energy.
I can say yes, it does, 100%. So
okay.
There's lots of research.
I mean, I
out
read
there.
It. I did. Yeah, I read it somewhere,
Yeah.
but
Awesome. I'm glad you're doing that. What's a tip that you have, something you've learned throughout your career so far that helps you like de-stress or get over some fear while you're playing?
When I was younger, I had a big problem with fear. Not fear, but with stress. I would be just in the court and I would just get almost blind. And then some people told me to breathe, take deep breaths. And I thought that it's just, I don't know, that that's not true. But I tried it and it really helps. After a while, or I just think about something that makes me feel good. Or
Fantastic. You know.
sometimes I even sing. In my head.
Oh, really? That's actually really interesting. And just so we can know, what song might you sing in your head?
Some Serbian song.
Awesome. So I think you said something actually really, really, really beneficial, really powerful there, which is you gotta remember to breathe. And there's a lot of research and a lot of psychologists, sports psychologists, and psychologists in general, really, that really give this to athletes at a top level. I know that when I went to see a sports psychologist when I was with Team USA, just to help me through some rough times, one of the first things that he said, and I read in a book at the same time, I think it was The Mental Edge, was to take centering breaths. So tell me if this sounds familiar to what you do, but basically, let's say you're in a pressure situation and you go, wow, I'm really stressed. Let me do my breath. And basically, what you do is you take a long breath in and a long breath out, and maybe you do
Exactly.
it twice in a row or more.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's like 6 to 7 seconds.
Perfect. Yeah. So you do 6 to 7 seconds in, and then you try to do the
In.
same or a little bit more out.
Yeah,
Yeah,
true.
these are called centering breaths, and these are really, really powerful. And I recommend this to everyone listening, athletes at any level. If you ever feel stressed, take a centering breath like Milica, and it'll really help you out. So, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received. I didn't really think much about it, but I think that good advice is not to stress about little things. I try not to stress about anything. Like everything happens for a reason, and since I started thinking like that, my life is so much easier.
Yeah. So there was no one in your life that ever, let's say, when you were super stressed or you were lost, they didn't say something to you that just kind of meant you or made you go, wow, oh yeah, maybe that's what I should do, or maybe this is what I shouldn't do.
Yeah, my uncle, he's dead now, unfortunately, but he used to tell me really, really meaningful things. And once he told me too that if I work hard, nobody can stop me, and that people are gonna hate you just because you're successful, or people are going to talk bad about you, but at the end of the day, the only important thing is your opinion about yourself and what are you doing, how much effort are you putting in your work, and every work, every single thing that you do is going to pay off at the end.
Wow, I love it. The only thing that matters is what you think about yourself and that you work hard, and then if you do, it's all going to pay off. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
He was obviously a very wise man. So,
Yeah.
what's a favorite book or learning resource that you depend on to, let's say, if you're tripped up with something, you just want to learn something new or improve yourself or what you do?
There is really interesting website that is made by Serbian volleyball legend Andrija Gerić, and it's basically about life coaching, about mental toughness, how can you improve your way of thinking in the court, and it really helps me sometimes.
Awesome. I'll definitely link up in the show notes that because I know this site, and it's funny because I was at a match for Croatia versus Serbia, and Andrea was standing next to me, and I'm like, hey, I know you. I know your brother. I heard you started some mental coaching thing, and he's like, yeah, I did. And then I ran it, or I did the interview with Susana Cebic and also Branka Mihailovic, and both of them were just like, we love it. He started doing it with us, and it's so beneficial. So, yeah, guys, check that site out. It'll be in the show notes. So tell me, what are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for support that I have from my family, and I'm really grateful for all of these opportunities that I have right now.
And one other thing, because being grateful for things like that is, I think, really important, and a ton of people around the world that right now are some of the most successful people on a daily basis, they like to go over the things that they're most grateful for and say them out loud or write them down, and they feel it really contributes to their success. And I think that's because it reminds us that we're human and that we need to add value to other people. And with that, is there some way that you add value to other people or some cause that you like to support?
We are doing here community service from time to time, and I really love it. We go to some elementary schools or hospitals and talk to children, and I think that it's great. But also, I think that just talking to people every day and trying to get to know them and to help them if they have any problems, it's really, really good for everybody. And actually, whenever I help somebody, I feel amazing.
Yeah. So it's funny how that comes full circle. Just for everybody listening, she adds value to others, and in return, she gets that value right back to herself. So it's a 360-degree thing there. So thanks for sharing. Now, this is one that I didn't warn you about, but I want to see. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's a very little-known hobby of yours, something that you like to do just to, like, decompress or relax or to have fun?
Singing.
Singing? I love it.
So I'm a bad singer, but I love singing.
Give us some examples of when you like to sing, so, like, to lose, like, the rest of the world, let's say.
I absolutely love when I'm alone home. Then I just go around living room and sing. And something that you don't know is that I was singing in national TV when I was second grade of elementary school.
You were singing what?
National TV when I was second grade of elementary school.
Really? Very interesting.
Yeah, I just went there with my friend, and we joined some, I don't know what was that, show for kids. Mm-hmm. And they just accepted us.
I would love to get video of that. I would love it. I'm going to look into that, by the way. So thanks for, you know, going over all this stuff. I'm really happy you took some time out. This is another quick one, and I think there's a ton of stuff in here for people. And again, I wanted to go a little bit quicker than normal to just cover a bunch of stuff. So thank you so much for taking the time. And before we finish off here, I'd like to go over two last things. And the first is... Mm-hmm. For people listening out there, for young kids, for athletes who just are looking for some inspiration or some help, how can they best connect with you or follow you online?
I have Instagram, I have Twitter, I have Facebook. So I think that Facebook would be the best way, or Twitter.
Okay, and what are the addresses for those?
Okay, my Facebook is just Milica Kubura, one and only Milica Kubura on the entire Facebook. And then my Instagram is just Milica Kubura, one word.
Okay.
And my Twitter is Kubura Milica.
Nice, keeping it simple, I like that. And
yeah.
For the last thing, something that I'm going to be asking everyone from now on, because that's the purpose of this show. What is your definition of beyond athletic?
For me, it means that I do all that every athlete does, all that stuff that other people do. We just maybe don't, we all like enjoying life. So, and the thing is that if you want to be athlete, you really have to follow some rules, like healthy diets, like going to bed in time, trying to relax as much as possible, and that's it.
Thanks for sharing. So, I wish you a great day. Good luck tomorrow, and keep me up to date with everything that's going on with your progress in school because I'd love to hear about it. And anytime you need any help, feel free to reach out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Did you like the show? Leave a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher.com so others will find us. And share the love. Think of one person that could benefit and send them the link for this episode. For more resources and tips, go to beyondathletic.com or tweet us at beyondathletic. I appreciate and thank you for listening.
What we doing live? Echoes in eternity.
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
And this concludes our Chicago show. Please stay tuned.